Back now with Day to Day and these guys. It's Nine Inch Nails. It's the band that put dark industrial rock on the map and the pop charts, and they're back. In this age of iTunes and the standalone song, Nine Inch Nails point man Trent Reznor has created a kind of an old school concept album, and it's called Year Zero. Here's Day to Day music critic Christian Boyle.
I'm not sure whether to review Trent Reznor's new record for the music or the elaborate concept behind it. Guess I'll have to try to do a little of both, because this album comes with a lot of strings attached. Reznor's industrial touches have always helped conjure a dark, dystopian landscape in his songs. But until now, that landscape has been mostly internal, dealing with his own haunted demons and desires. Year Zero is a political album. The landscape it describes is a world 15 years in the future, racked by widespread violence, environmental devastation, and moral and spiritual anarchy. A detailed backstory to the album has slowly been revealed in an elaborate alternate reality game that has buried clues on tour t-shirts, a series of websites, videos, even MP3s found on USB drives hidden in concert hall bathrooms. Well, this elaborate promotion has spawned a minor cottage industry of obsessive fans digging for and sharing over the internet all the clues, music, and videos they're discovering. Cynics are calling it a giant marketing strategy, but Reznor says it's all part of the art, that the CD is like a soundtrack to a movie that hasn't yet been made. Music on Year Zero is some of the strongest Reznor has written since his breakthrough album, The Downward Spiral. It's bleak and harsh and full of great big pop choruses too huge to be crushed by the slashing, buzzing destruction of sounds he and his techno crew wield. My sense is that Trent Reznor depends a lot on inspiration for his writing. The feelings aroused by an idea have to hit him hard enough to create the emotional juice he uses to conjure his best work. And he clearly seems inspired by the dehumanized, mechanized, amoral world he sees destroying itself in our near future. A future obviously connected to what Reznor sees in the world today, which is what makes this CD a political rather than a personal statement. But whether or not you want to take the time to investigate the wider, multi-platform promotion surrounding the CD, you'll find that the music itself has a lot to offer.
The CD is Year Zero by Nine Inch Nails. Music critic Christian Bordahl joins us from member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.